Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Joshua chapter 11, verses 21 through 23. And Joshua came at that time and cut off the Anakim from the hill country, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, from all the hill country of Judah, and from all the hill country of Israel. Joshua devoted them to destruction with their cities. There was none of the Anakim left in the land of the people of Israel. Only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod did some remain. So Joshua took the whole land, according to all that the Lord had spoken to Moses. And Joshua gave it for an inheritance to Israel according to their tribal allotments. And the land had rest from war. So these verses are a summary of what's happened from Joshua 1 to 11 as God's people have taken the promised land. And I want you to notice specifically in these verses I just read that Joshua came at that time, and verse 21 says, cut off the Anakim. And you pause there and you think, wait a minute, where have we seen the descendants of Anak? And you remember back in Numbers chapter 13 and 14, when the spies went into the promised land to scout it out, and they came back and they said, apart from Caleb and Joshua, this group of spies said, there's no way we can take this land because the descendants of Anak are there. And they're so big. We're like grasshoppers in their eyes. There's no way we could take them. And Joshua and Caleb stood up and said, yes, we can, because God has promised to help us. But the other spies and the people of God says, no, we can't go. They basically said, we don't trust God to help us take this land. And you know the story. An entire generation died in the wilderness because they didn't trust God. And now here in Joshua 11, it's happening. So it's happening because of the power and the promises of God, not because the army is any mightier. It's because they believe God and because Joshua is leading the people of God to do what God had called them to do. So we pray based on this picture in Joshua 11, amidst all kinds of challenges we may be facing in each of our lives. So just picture different challenges you're facing, walking through in your life right now. And let's look to heaven and pray based on Joshua 11. Oh God, we trust in you. We trust in you. We pray that you'd help us not to be afraid of what lies ahead, of the future, because we know you are with us. Your presence is with us. Your promises are for us. And your power is for those who trust in you, who walk with you, who align with your word and walk in step with your spirit. So we pray that you'd help us to do all that you're calling us to do amidst the challenges before us. Help us to walk faithfully with you, full of faith, trusting in your power and your presence and your promises every step of the way. Help us, God, we pray, to learn from the history of your people in the Old Testament, to not be afraid, to not be dismayed, and to not shrink back from anything you are calling us to do, knowing that obedience to you will oftentimes lead to things getting harder in this world. God, help us to obey anyway because we trust in you. And even when we think about verse 23 and the rest the land had from war, God, we look forward to the day when challenges will be no more and battles in this world will be no more and sorrow and suffering will be no more. We praise you, Jesus, for conquering the ultimate enemy, sin, Satan, death, so that we might have the hope that one day the war will be over. The war against sin and all of its effects in this world will be over. God, help us to live with that kind of hope and faith today, to spread that kind of hope and faith in a fallen world. God, we pray for people around us who are walking through challenges. Help us to encourage them today. Give us sensitivity to ways we can encourage brothers and sisters in Christ who are walking through hard days, and people who don't know you, who don't have the hope that's found in you. God, help us to point them to the hope that's found in you today. And we pray this for the Nhwa people of Thailand and Laos, for 100,000 of them among the Nhwa people. Please, oh God, please, please, please cause the hope that's found in you, Jesus, to spread to this group of people who don't know you, that they might trust in you and they might experience victory with you for all of eternity. We pray all this in your name, Lord Jesus, according to your word, which we loved in Joshua chapter 11. Amen.